Welcome to Star Wars Lore with Idiots, the podcast where a bunch of grown men think that Starkiller is not a character's name, but what the Starforge does. Let's turn it over to Ranger and the crew.
And hello, everybody, and welcome back to another lore video, Star Wars Lore with Idiots, where your boy, Ranger J 1999, tries to teach a bunch of idiots Star Wars lore, and it usually goes to hell in a handbasket every single time. If you watch the series, you know, we're here just to have a conversation. I try to teach these guys about lore and let them learn about it. We do have a special guest today. Before we get to her, we will introduce our... We're missing an idiot, Karthrick. Couldn't be here today. He's out on the West Coast doing some fishing. Har, he'd be going after the marlins and stuff. Har. I don't know what he's fishing for. So he will not be here today. But we do have our two resident idiots here. Rambam001, Casper the Friendly Ghost himself is here.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. And are you drinking anything today? We usually drink a lot during this show, especially me. I will not because I hurt my back, and so I'm no alcohol for Ranger today. So I'm just drinking coffee and trying to stay as comfortable as possible.
I'm not drinking anything because, I've got some Dr. Pepper, but I'm getting ready to go watch the Flash movie. So
that's right. It's pretty dope. Also join us. Big K has joined us, another resident idiot in these parts. JK, how are you, and what are you drinking today?
Doing good. Today we'll be drinking some Basil Hayden Toasted.
Ooh, Look at you whipping out the fine.
So, fine wouldn't stuff. Alcohol like help loosen up your back?
I'm taking some pain medicine stuff. Not recommended. Oh, yeah. Don't
feel even better.
Mix. Yeah, you don't want to mix those. Yeah,
bad idea.
Yeah, bad. Not good idea. Yeah. I mean, I could do it, but I probably.
Is it a worse idea than doing Chewies?
Hey. Why is my left side of my face all distorted? And last but not least, we have joining us our very special guest, the world famous Kate Gaming. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Been a friend of Kate's a long time. We've done a lot of streams together over the years and stuff. And Kate was with us on our Jedi Academy show yesterday, and said something to me that I just couldn't believe, but then I learned the reason why Kate's dieting. I was like, Kate, why are you dieting? And I'm like, that makes no sense. And then she told me why. I'm like, that makes sense. All right, Kate, you're new to the program. We don't know your idiocy when it comes to Star Wars lore. How would you rate 1 out of 10? 1 being I have brain damage, 10 being I'm salvageable. Where is your lore knowledge when it comes to Star Wars lore, whether it's canon?
I've only seen like the TV shows and the movies. Like I really haven't read many books at all.
Okay.
So pretty low.
Okay, pretty low. Okay, so you'll fit right in. Okay, cool. So the way it works, I'm going to start off with a quote. Let these guys try to guess what it is, and then we'll get into the subject. I'm just going to start throwing some facts out. They can ask questions. We'll have a conversation. We'll see how much idiocy we will get going today. So with that, let us begin. So I'm going to start with a quote, and then I'll go around the corn, as our good friend Grande Patron would say, and you guys can see if you can guess what this is about. Person, place, object, whatever. It could be anything, but you have to try to guess who what the quote references. Oh, let me read the quote. I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter. A few times when I've been at leisure, I've been miserable. I want challenges. I crave them. That's your quote. Let that marinate in your brains for a minute or two. Let it sit. Get the gray matter turning. Right? I can see the wheels are not turning. This is not good. All right. Let's go to Big K. Big K, what is your guess and what we are going to be discussing today? I'll give you a hint. It's a person.
All right. Well, I think in honor of Kate being here, and I know one of the games she plays, I think we're doing Captain Phasma.
What?
Didn't she play a game like Phasmophobia, something like that?
Oh, yeah. I think that's Captain Phasma. Game.
What a reach.
In honor of Kate.
What a reach. Really?
I mean, that's a good guess.
What a reach. I mean, if you just said Captain Phasma without any of the other stuff, I would have been like... Not bad. I could have, you know, it's in the Star Wars universe. No, that's wrong. Holy God. Wow, that's one of our most, good Lord, one of our worst answers. All right, Rambam, see if you can top that shit.
Well, you know, like
it is a person,
right? You narrowed it down for me. So in honor of, you know, Kate being here, I felt like we had to talk about a prominent female character. And I mean, that character obviously has to be Black Widow. Like, how can you not talk about her?
Do you know that this is Star Wars lore with idiots, not Marvel?
How do you know that she? How do you know she's not in Star Wars? She could be in Star Wars.
All right, Ram. I'd like you to pull the verified proof that Black Widow, at any point in time in any Legends or canon, was in any story, movie, show in the Star Wars universe. Go ahead and do that right now.
Well, that's your job. You're the lore master.
See, that's not how that works, Ram. You just can't pull shit out your ass, throw it on the table, and say, Ranger, fix this. That's not how this works.
At least it wasn't Mace Windu related.
I know. Actually, you know what? That's a win. That is a win in my eyes. You know what? That is a win. Kate threw Ram off his game. All right. all right, Kate, you're up. Do you want to try to take a guess at who this quote might be for?
Honestly, I kind of had the same thought process as the other two about like the prominent female.
I really
character.
Had high hopes for you, Kate.
I'm thinking Mara Jade, though.
You're thinking Mara Jade?
Yes.
That's your final answer.
Yeah, it's wrong though, but yeah.
Ram and Big K, I'd like you to take a hard look at Kate here because Kate is right.
Really?
Yes, it's Mara Jade.
Oh my God.
Can we fire her for being an idiot? She's not an idiot. She cheated. You told her.
I had no idea.
You told her prior too. This is garbage.
He's trying to make us look bad.
It's a mutiny. No,
you have done that yourself.
That's just the first thing I thought of. I'm like, all right, that sounds like it could be Mara Jade.
Yes, very good. See, this is what intelligence looks like, you two dum-dums. Actually, look at Kate. She used her brain. She kind of narrowed it down. Wasn't sure it was right.
Did you give her the stick?
Nope, no stick. I wish she did have a stick, because I'd like to welcome everybody to the new show, Lore with Kate and Ranger, where we discuss lore. And Ranger doesn't lose his goddamn mind. All right, very good, Kate. Our first time ever getting... So these guys are going to have to step up their game. Actually, I'm going to have Kate on more often now. Yeah.
Damn it.
Are you available next Sunday, Kate, so you can show up these assholes?
Probably.
Okay. Well, next Sunday, Kate will be here too, so that's perfect. All right, yes, it is Mara Jade Skywalker. All right, Kate, very nice.
Oh, I'm excited. This is a character I've always wanted to know about that I don't.
What do you know about Mara Jade Skywalker? Just anything you know, just throw it out there, Kate. We'll start with you first.
Didn't she was like a bounty hunter type at one point in time, kind of became the Emperor's hand, and then ended up with Luke Skywalker at the end?
Yes, not a bounty hunter. She was a smuggler, and we'll get to that. Okay. Yeah. And with the facts that I'll bring out, these are general facts. When we do these, I don't get into the minutia details. I'm not going to go into every battle or every single thing, because if we did, we'd be here for 5 hours.
Actually, you know why? I think I remembered that quote. I started reading Heir to the Empire.
There you go.
So it's like her opening quote.
Yes.
That makes sense then.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Did cheat.
See what happens?
No, I literally read like 50 pages and that's it.
You said, I didn't read the books.
Yeah, I said I haven't read many books.
And the truth starts coming out.
You did say that. Yeah. All right. Okay. Some of that was correct. We'll get into that. Not a bounty hunter. She was the Emperor's hand. Does hook up with Luke. We'll get into all that stuff. Big K, what do you know about old, lovely, very toy Mary Jade Skywalker?
She's a redhead.
Yes, that's why she's on top of my list. Yes, it's true.
she kicked some ass when she was pregnant.
Yes, I've shared that like story over and over, which I will bring up again today. It's one of my favorite. I'll just say it now. So we'll get to later. No, actually, I'll save it, because that moment is just the most magical. One of the few times I've been reading Star Wars books, like, what the hell am I reading? What is happening right now? So yeah, that's true. You did remember that. So point for you, Big K, for remembering something I told you. I'm very proud of you. Yeah, there you go. One for you. Ram, with that distant look of sadness and loss, what the hell do you know about Mara Jade? Anything?
Well, first off, I know that she's super hot. So yes, let's knock that out there. Well, second off, I wasn't technically wrong my answer, because I did say,
pretty wrong. Yeah.
Black Widow, and she's a redhead, and this is a redhead. So, I mean, you know.
Marvel, Star Wars. We're quibbling.
She's basically the equivalent.
We're quibbling over
the equivalent. Yeah, exactly.
No,
she's got a purple lightsaber, so already she's like top tier on my list. Skywalker.
If they ever did Mara Jade in the new canon,
Scarlett Johansson would be great.
Please, God, make that happen. I would definitely be down for that. New things I want. Keanu Reeves as Revan and Scarlett Johansson, Mara Jade Skywalker.
Woo!
But anything else other than that, Ram? Well, wrong thing that you just said? Any factual information you'd like to throw on the
table? She's got a purple lightsaber, so that brings her to the top of my list.
Yes.
She's a Skywalker. She's like the baddest mother of them all besides Leia.
She is a maybe Padme. MILF. She is she takes motherhood to a new level, folks. So okay, so
great character. I love her.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite characters in the Legends. Well, you can't because she's already been spoken for. And I don't think you're beating Luke Skywalker. If Abeloth couldn't do it, Ran, you got no shot. So
I'll just go ask Rey. Rey'll beat Luke.
Nah.
She's all the Jedi.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, yes. So Mara Jade's origins is that in the early Empire, she was identified as a child prodigy by the Emperor himself. There's a big difference between, there's two types of Force-sensitive people in the Empire. Inquisitors are known. They go after Jedi. The Emperor's Hand were specially selected, chosen individuals that worked directly for Palpatine. They had his utmost confidence and his utmost authority to go out and do what needed to be done. Her main thing as the Hand, she is to do the Emperor's bidding. So she would go after rebel cells. She would go after, and this is a big thing for her, corrupt politicians, especially Imperials. She, if they were, doing some shenanigans, they'd send in Mara Jade, who was a top-notch assassin, and she had full carte blanche. I mean, she would get her orders, but Palpatine, to say that Mara Jade was his favorite is an understatement. She got shit done, and he gave her basically free rein to do it how she thought fit, because she was so good. But she was well-trained in hand-to-hand, assassination, infiltration. She was trained in the Force. She was trained in everything you could possibly need for her line of work. And she was damn good at it. If you had Mara Jade after your ass, you might as well kiss your ass goodbye. But she would assess the situation. And if you were good, she would just say, okay, you're good, and go on to other things. She didn't waste time. But if she found some corrupt shit, or you were a rebel, which means you were the enemy, you had to go, and Mara Jade made sure that happened. And so she was his number one Emperor's Hand. Now, in the books, and I'm going to spoil some stuff there for you, Kate. I hope that's okay.
Okay.
So in the books, Palpatine dies, but he gives her a last command, which is to kill Luke Skywalker, which, as loyal as she was, she went to do it. Or she got at it through kind of a thing. If you read Heir to the Empire, there's a clone of Luke that's supposed to be the next Emperor. She ends up killing him, and that's how she gets out of it. Okay, and there's a bunch of stuff that goes in there with Thrawn and some other things. Her and Thrawn didn't see eye to eye. They did not get along. So her and Thrawn, hyper-intelligent, both of them hyper-intelligent, but they, even though they both worked for the Empire at the time, they did not see eye to eye on. So that's where we get her through pretty much her time as at the Emperor's Hand. Again, general stuff there, about her Empire time, because now we're gonna get into her smuggler time and some interesting facts about her smuggler time, because she goes through different phases in her life. So that's the initial Empire phase. Any questions, comments, anything like that from the idiots and love the
was
Kate?
The smuggler phase before or after?
After. Yeah. So okay. She was born in the Empire. She was raised in the Empire. She, from a young age, she was trained to be the Emperor's Hand because he identified her with talent and things of that nature. And she was groomed. And yeah, at an early age, she was doing work for Palpatine and became the top hand, in my opinion.
This is before Palpatine got thrown out of the reactor shaft, right?
Yes. Yes.
So did she know she killed a clone of Luke and not actually Luke?
Yeah, she knew, but I mean, it just said kill Luke Skywalker. So in her brain, the command, she felt like she had obligated. Plus, there's some interaction with her and Luke, right? And we'll get into how their relationship develops over time, begrudgingly respects him. You know, so there's a whole cycle there. Don't want to get into the whole story of it, but yeah, that's how she gets out of, you know, for her, she fulfilled her obligation, you know, kind of a loophole, but you know, that's the way it is. Now after this, she kind of goes rogue for a little bit. She's on her own. What am I going to do? She hooks up and joins, the very famous smuggler chief Talon Card, and became one of his best smugglers and his second in command. Now, as I said, she's a smuggler with one of the top smuggler groups. Second, this is how good she is. He recognized how good she was. She becomes a smuggler for Talon Card. This is when Thrawn starts doing all his stuff. And again, in the story, this is where she really starts getting her respect. She's forced to work with Luke on some things because she ain't a big fan of Thrawn. And so during the Galactic Civil War, they have to do some stuff. I don't want to ruin anything, but yeah. But she proved herself in a lot of ways to everybody she worked with at the time. She was an exceptional pilot. She was an exceptional mechanic. She was just good at everything. And she was phenomenal. What threw people off is that those few that knew her background, they knew she could use a lightsaber and she was good at hand-to-hand. She was phenomenal with a blaster. That made her awesome. She's one of the few Jedi in the image you see. She's got a lightsaber, she's got a blaster, and she was deadly with her blaster. So she started getting this reputation. So all this stuff happens with Thrawn. You can read it.
You don't have to worry about ruining it. Yeah. I'm reading Game of Thrones right now, so it's going to be all right, but
I don't want to get, again, you'll get into the minutiae. I don't want to get too much into it, right? But yeah. So over the years, she continued to work for Card, and she would do missions here and there with Luke intermittently. At this time, after all the events with Thrawn and some other things, done a couple things here and there with Luke and mainly worked for Card. She, once Luke started his school and started raising the new Jedi Order, she went there on Praxim, or she went to the Jedi Praxim on Yavin 4, just to get some more training in and start her force training again. Kind of got that itch. She wasn't there that long. He was kind of conflicted at the time because she was groomed by Talon Card. He wanted her to take over his smuggler alliance. And it was during this time she also hooks up with Lando Calrissian. And they actually have an affair. Cool, yes. Cool. Well, a liaison. Yeah. Yeah. So her and Lando
What do we have here?
Yeah. So they were hooking it up. But
she liked that BBC.
But she later admits it was kind of a charade. It was kind of a fling. They had fun, but she didn't really see Lando as Lando, right? So she didn't see a long term anything with it. But she had fun. They did some good stuff together. They both worked with the Smuggler Alliance, and so they did some stuff. And then she starts, for some reason, ended up having to do stuff with Luke Skywalker. There's a lot of things that happened. There's the Corellian crisis, the Almanian uprising. And 16 years after their, roughly 16 years in 19 ABY after the Battle of Yavin, when they were on a mission together, they finally admitted to one another. With all this time they've been spending together and everything that they'd been through, that they were in love, that they loved each other, and they wanted to spend the rest of their lives together. So she marries Luke, and she took the surname Skywalker, and she fully invested. She gave up her life as a smuggler, right? And became a Jedi. And she quickly became a master. Her first pupil, her first trainee was Jaina Solo, Han and Leia's twin daughter of Jason. And so she's in the Jedi Order, Knight, Jedi Master, working with Luke. They're married. And some other stuff happened. There's some stories here. There's the story of the new Jedi Order, things of that nature. But, you know, she's very much involved in the training of the Solo kids. If you guys don't know, in the Legends, Han and Leia had twin boy and girl, the oldest, Jason and Jaina. And then they also had a third child, Anakin Solo. So they're all there. They're all expanding the Jedi Order, doing missions. There's some storybooks and stuff like that. It's not till we get to the next big thing. And that is the, we cover this, Kate. You don't, I don't know if you know about them, the Yushan Vong. I'm sure you've heard the name before. Okay.
No.
All right. I'm actually, see if I can see if one of these two idiots, Ram, can you explain, legitimately explain to Kate and very briefly who the Yushan Vong were?
Very bad thing. Very bad creatures.
I'm sorry. I tried to give him an opportunity here, and he's at the bed. Okay.
They like to destroy things, and they look badass. But they love war.
Yes, Ram.
They were into organic stuff.
Yes, they were into organic stuff. You guys are doing very well. Here's some crayons. Go draw something. No, the Yushan Vong were a new enemy that was introduced, Kate, in the Star Wars Legends books. The Yushan Vong War is the most destructive, bloody...
The Yushan Vong or Yushan Vong?
Yushan Vong, sorry. But it's the most... we're talking tens of trillions of people died. Whole civilizations were wiped out by the Vong. And it gets into a whole storyline. They were very unique in anything I've ever read because they despise technology. Anything technological, all their stuff was bioorganic. So their ships, their weapons, their armor, everything was a living creature. So their armor was a crab shell armor that was living, that was so strong that it could stop blaster bolts and lightsaber hit. Their main fighting weapon was a staff that can become a staff that is hard as a lightsaber, but also as a living snake reptile that it can turn to whip and hit people. If they want to see at night, they'd have a creature come crawl over their eye, and that's how they would have night vision. They needed to hear something to have a creature crawl into their ear and stuff. Their ships didn't fire lasers, it fired magma. And they didn't have shields, they had little black holes that when they got fired at would suck in the missiles or lasers and send it to another dimension or something. That's how they did their stuff. That's just a quote for Kate. Those are the baddies.
Okay.
And if you weren't Vong, you had to die. They're all about genocide. Okay. Their initial, during this time, a few things happen in Mary Jade's life. The first is she becomes pregnant. The second thing is the Vong infect her with a disease. Something called, I think, some kind of spores, that really, what it did is it caused Mary Jade to have to use some of the force to hold it in because they didn't know how to cure it, but she could stop it with the force. So she had to use like 20-30% of her power to always keep that at bay, which was complicated by the fact that she was pregnant. And one of the,
yeah,
so you have this huge war. One of the most badass scenes for Mary Jade in the books is Mary Jade, bunch of Jedi, when they're first facing the Vong, are getting their ass kicked. They need to be saved. Who comes in? They kick the shit out of the Vong?
Luke Stick Skywalker.
Prego Mara Jade.
Damn.
Comes in there and kicks their ass. So, she's pregnant. She's sick. And she still was the one that comes in there and saves the day and just kicks the living shit out of them and saves all the Jedi. That's just one of the things. Now, at the end of the war in 26 ABY, right when she gives birth to Ben, something happens in the Force. Not only is he born, but it also cures her of the spore. She gives birth to Ben Skywalker. They named their son, Luke and Mara Jade named their son Ben after Kenobi. And so they have a boy, Ben Skywalker. After that, she takes Jaina. She's still doing all that stuff. And she becomes part of a new, they kind of restructure the Republic and the Order. So there's a council that of both the Jedi and New Republic so that they can kind of work together. She becomes important on that. That's pretty much what leads to this. I mean, she helps lead the final assault on defeating the Vong and everything like that. She's one of the main characters. The question so far about Mara Jade on any of that stuff?
Is it safe to say these, like, this book, the series is like a rom-com?
Huh? How do you get rom-com from that?
Well, she just gets married, you know, or I don't know if they get married or whatever, but she gets pregnant.
This is a Three's Company.
She's
Love Potion number 9.
What?
I get what you're saying, Kashmir. I get what you're saying.
I'm trying to ignore it.
I get it, too.
I get it, but no.
Even Kate gets it.
It's not a romantic comedy. Good.
That'd be awesome, though.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
The way you're describing it sounds like.
Yes, by the mere fact that whole civilizations, tens of trillions of people were murdered. Yeah, it's a great romantic comedy.
And then Marjorie comes in and saves the day. That's great.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like that's like the perfect ending right there.
While Luke's waiting on a street corner and it's raining.
Yeah. Holding up a boombox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your eyes, I see the sun, your eyes.
So if there was like a one-on-one battle between Luke and Mara, who'd win?
Luke.
Really?
Luke in the Legends book is not the same Luke you see in the movie.
He's not the grumpy old
hermit. No, Luke is on another level. He's next level. I would say combatant-wise, they're even, but Luke's power in the Force, especially later on, it's stupid. I mean, the stuff that Luke does in the books is just ridiculous. I mean, he was the only person to stand up to Abeloth, if you know who she is. She's one of the most, he's one of the only few that could stand up to her. Abeloth is a celestial. She's, remember, have you seen the Rebel show? That you see that, or Clone Wars?
I've seen the show. Yeah,
the father, the brother, the sister.
Yeah,
the stepmother was Abeloth, but she was not immortal like they were, and she did some bad things and became corrupted and became Abeloth, and so they had to imprison her. That's why she's not on any of the paintings or anything, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So yeah, so she was chaos. She is known as the bringer of death and chaos.
Abeloth sounds cool. We should talk about her one day.
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah. You can go back and watch the Lord video on that. Yeah.
Where were you, Ram?
He was here, but not here. He was present, but not everywhere. Present. Yes. And by that, he had his head up his ass. So the big thing is that, a bunch of stuff happens. You move further in the book, some other things happen. The big thing is that, during the Vong War, Anakin Solo dies, Chewbacca dies, a lot of people die in the series. Anakin was a tough one, he was one of my favorite characters. Jason gets...
But Chewbacca...
He went out like a boss, though, Kate. They had to drop a moon on him to kill him. And he did it saving Anakin's life. But a lot of regrouping. Jason had been captured by the Vong and tortured by them. And a lot of stuff happens with him. He goes on this pilgrimage. Just trying to understand the Force. Unfortunately, he goes to the mall on his journey of all the things. Runs into Abeloth. Tells her to go get Bent because she wants him to work with her. But him just awakening her sets off a bunch of stuff. But before she does her things, he gets corrupted by the dark side. Abeloth starts putting the shit in his head. You know, like what happens. We've done this story over and over when we've done the lore series. He comes back, and at the time, you have two characters from the former Empire, Lumina, and there's another one. They start doing their stuff, but one of their main goals is to turn Jason, because they can sense that he's close. They turn Jason to the dark side. And Jason, whose apprentice at this time is now Ben Skywalker, their Mara Jade and Luke's son, he becomes Darth Cadus. He becomes the new Lord of the Sith.
So, wait, hold on. Yes, Mara and Luke's son becomes the new Dark Lord?
Jason does.
Yeah, so, but
Ben's,
the other
yeah, Ben's their apprentice. And so... they flip him. They die because Luke and Mara Jade take care of those two. But they don't know that Jason's turned to the dark side. Eventually leads that it is. And in one of these things that happen with the events, as they're taking out Lumia and the other one, I can't remember her name, Jason kills Mara Jade.
Oh.
Fully go to the dark side. They don't know it at the time because it was in the way the battle was and stuff. But yeah, Jason kills Mara Jade. And This leads Luke to confront Jason eventually. They fight to a standstill. Luke just doesn't have it in him to kill, you know, his nephew, even though he killed Mara Jade. However, his sister had no punctions about that shit. So Mara Jade's, we talked about her, Jaina Solo, who is a badass in the light of Mara Jade, knows that she needs an advantage to take him out because she's just as powerful with him with lightsabers and the Force. He's got the dark side, but she knew what she had to do. She had to take him out, but she knew with where she was, she couldn't do it. So she goes and visits the Mandalorians, who were being ruled at the time by one Boba Fett, who then trains her in the ways of Mandalorian fighting the Jedi. And she gets a full suit of Beskar armor and then confronts her brother, takes him out. And what's really cool is all that takes place, but they have this huge funeral for Mara Jade. There's a picture of it in one of the books I have. It's really cool. And you know, it was the who's who of the galaxy there, because Mara Jade, you know, yes, her early beginnings with the Empire left a lot of bad taste in people's mouth, but her work with the Smuggler Alliance and all the friends and contacts and stuff she did there, her stuff working for the Galactic Republic, her stuff as a Jedi Master and everything she did there, she kind of became the symbol of the Jedi Order. I mean, when you thought of the Jedi, if you think of the Jedi Order in the books, it's Luke and it's Mara Jade. I mean, they were side by side as the kind of the poster folks for everything. And time again, the galaxy would be in trouble. And Mara Jade's one of those people that was in there mixing it up, even when she's sick, even when she's preggo. She was the one that, you know, was saving people's asses left and right, which was really important because what it allowed Luke to do is focus on big things. He would do all the stuff right below that. She's like, okay, you go take care of that general guy over there. I'm going to go take care of his stupid ass lieutenants over here while you're busy doing that. So she would do the legwork because that's what she did when she was in the Empire. She would go and all her skills came forward. She would use all her knowledge and she would still do her stuff, but she would do it for helping others, not just helping the Empire. That's kind of just the basics of Mara Jade Skywalker. There's so much more and so many awesome things about Mara Jade. Kate, you hear all this stuff. Did you know any of that, or did some of it was new to you, or?
I mean, it was pretty much all new.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I said I got 50 pages in the book, that's all I got. And it's a mix of, there was like a couple things about Mara Jade, but then there was like Thrawn. So I didn't know like really any of it.
Does this kind of motivate you to kind of go back and read some about her books and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm like committed to Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, I'm not saying right this moment. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely finish the, I have actually quite a few of the books, so. Yes, it does. I wanted to learn more about her anyways, because I was like, she sounds like a really badass character.
She really is. She's next level, man. She really is. I mean,
basically, once they added her to Swego, I was like, ooh, I've heard of her before. I only knew that about her and Luke. I was like, I kind of want to know about her.
Yeah, she's the
dark side. Yeah, that's cool.
She's the only one that could put Luke in his place. And she called him Nerf Herder all the time. And
really?
She in front of all the Jedi students, like, shut up, Nerf Herder, you know, and she didn't have any gumption about it, you know, but that was more teasing than anything, but she was the one that could tell Luke when he was wrong and he would listen. You know, he took counsel very well, but when it came to Mara Jade, not only being his wife, but he was her best friend, just someone that he trusted. And so she was like, When she came up with a plan or a strategy and stuff, Luke was like, yeah, let's do that. You know, he would offer his insights, but yeah, she was an incredible fly dog tactician. She's a lot of the reasons that he was able to adapt on the battlefield because of all of her training and stuff. So she was able to adapt faster than the Jedi were. Cause initially when the Vong came in, the Jedi didn't know what to do. Because the other thing is the Vong are not a part of the Force. So you can't sense them in the Force. You know, normal powers don't work on them like it does on other beings. But she was the one that kind of started figuring out, yeah, we can't sense them in the Force, but if you get a big blob of things that seem wrong over there, that's the Vong, because you just have to rethink what you're doing. So that was kind of the stuff that she would do. So that's what was one of her importance. Ram, so you're,
is that yeah, why, go ahead, Kate. Is that why her and Thrawn clashed quite a bit? Because they were both like pretty good tactical people?
They were both, it just, Thrawn had his way of doing things. She had her way of doing things. They just had different ways and things that they were trying to accomplish. She didn't agree with a lot of Thrawn's tactics and stuff, and he didn't agree with her, right? It's like, you know, the two biggest kids on the block, they just have a different idea of how the block should be ruled, kind of thing. Yeah. But they never came to direct blows, but during the book, she does everything she can to thwart Thrawn. She's one of the reasons. So, I guess she's starting to, after she fulfilled her obligation to Palpatine, she started rethinking things. She had to go through that time period, and then Thrawn did his stuff, and then she started looking at the Empire and what it stood for, and she started rethinking her things, especially working with Talon Card at the time and what she was doing there and her freedom and the things that she was learning, being on her own. And that conflicted with Thrawn, especially that time. So yeah, Darth Vader respected the hell out of Mara Jade. He was one of the few people in the Empire that, you know, he's like, yeah, okay, it's Mara Jade, I can listen to her, you know, and took it seriously because he knew he was the Emperor's number one girl. And so, you know, when she was doing stuff, he knew what was up. Good questions. Anything else?
I'm going to have another one
too. Yeah, go for it. This is what we're here for.
Do you think she has any possibility of then going in on the Ahsoka show?
No. Sadly. Aww. Here's the thing. I don't know what they're going to do with her character. I mean, I know.
Well, Thrawn's going to be in it. It sounds like,
yeah, but they've kind of made Ahsoka the main antithesis of Thrawn and the Phoenix Squad, you know, that kind of crew going after Thrawn. You know, Luke's off setting up the new Jedi Order in this canon version. I mean, is it a possibility? Sure. You know, maybe they go back in and say he did have a relationship with Mara Jade, but I mean, I just don't see Mara Jade yet coming in, which is sad because out of all the legend characters that were ever in the Legends books, I would say Thrawn and Mara Jade are the two most popular. So when those were made legend, people were really upset. Now they've brought back Thrawn, so there is hope that they could bring back Mara Jade. I don't know how they would incorporate
Thrawn, Mara Jade, and Revan are probably the most popular. I'd say Revan would be in there too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't know Revan until the game. Yeah, like I still don't know anything about Revan.
Episode one. Lore with Idiots, episode one, go back.
Yeah, that was the first one we covered. But no, I'd like to see it. I don't know how they're going to do it though. I mean, at this time in the timeline with the Ahsoka series and stuff with Thrawn, they have never introduced her character. How would they introduce her character? You know, I would love to see it, but I don't know how they're going to do it. So yeah, there's always hope, Kate. I would love to see Mara Jade come in. Yeah, I'd love to see her come in, but it's not looking good. All right. Any other questions, Kate?
I want Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, we want Scarlett Johansson to play Mara Jade. Yeah, please.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yes, she has ties to Disney and Marvel, so get her into Lucas family and let's make this happen. All right, Ram, you've been very quiet. So have you, Big K. Of course, we've had the lovely Kate asking good questions, and I'm enjoying this. So how are you guys going to ruin it? What do you guys want to ask? Did you know some of that stuff, first of all? What are your questions? We're talking about Mara Jade. Come on.
No, yeah, I mean, I knew a little bit of it from playing, from reading some of the history of her. You know, I love Mara Jade. I thought she was a fantastic character. Wish they would bring her to live action, but probably never will because it's Disney and they suck. But yeah, no, she's a badass. I do kind of want to touch into Jason and Jaina at some point. That whole family dynamic was just awesome to read about.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that actually in the books when they're on Yavin 4 find Exar Kun's tomb. Yeah, they're the ones that start all that stuff, and yeah. And we talked about them during the Vong Wars that one of the gods that the Vong pray to was the twins, and the New Republic got wind of this and made Jaina and Jason the twins that always went in there and kicked the crap out of the Vong. And the Vong were like, oh, we're getting our ass kicked by the twins. The gods are angry at us. So they use that mantle a lot. BK, what's going on through your brain over there, buddy?
The one thing I disagree with was you said that Luke and Mara are the two main Jedis. I like to think of Yoda, personally.
He was dead.
No, he's a ghost. He's a Force ghost.
Force ghost.
Yeah. He's there.
Nobody's ever truly dead.
Yeah, exactly. That's
fair. It's Mace Windu. Mace Windu's dead. Yeah, I'm
sure Mace is there too.
Yeah.
No.
At least, you know, Yoda would be one, and I'm assuming Ram would be Mace. So those would be
absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I mean, if Yoda's there, so can Mace. Yeah, absolutely.
No, there's great. Nothing a part of this story of Luke and Mara Jade and the new Jedi Order.
Oh, well, they're in the background, you know. Yeah. You know, I'm sure they're letting Mara and Luke have the limelight.
Yeah, they were getting counseling at some point, you know.
No!
Yeah. Who do you think was training Luke and Mara Jade?
It wasn't them. They went on journeys to this other parts of the story that I get into, but they went on journeys, and it also led to Luke bringing back the ancient Jedi philosophy of the unifying force. So, yeah. They did not get help from them. All right? God Almighty.
I mean, Yoda had to pass down the training of the stick.
No, there was no part of the Vong War or anything that they did stick. Where Mace and Hermit Yoda's presence were a part of it. Did nothing. Never mentioned, not there. So quit pulling shit out your ass.
Was Palpatine pulling the strings the entire time?
He was dead.
No, he wasn't.
But somehow Palpatine returned. Somehow Palpatine returned.
He was gone. Legends, not the canon shit that's out now. Okay, Palpatine is back in canon.
Palpatine is pretty legendary.
So does Yoda, but in the Legends,
I agree. Palpatine is pretty legendary.
He is legendary.
So, in the legends,
so is Yoda. So is Yoda.
He's done. Yes. Like he doesn't come back to life.
Oh, he's poof.
That we know of.
Yeah, he after, probably does. They probably just haven't written.
Well,
the book
they did 200 something years in the Legends book, all the way up to Kate Skywalker and other things. And then, gone.
But they never did 201 years.
Well,
it's in that 201st year that Palpatine somehow returns.
That's when he returns. That's,
yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
We find out he was
Disney bought it,
entire,
and
huh?
So we'll never know because. Holy God.
So now?
Asinine. Okay, no Yoda? Any no legitimate, Mace? Yeah, no Mace, no Yoda. They're gone.
No stick?
No stick.
Yeah.
No Palpatine. No lights, no cars, no motorboats, not a single fucking luxury. All right. So we're going to start wrapping this up. We'll go around.
Get back to churning some butter.
Do what?
I said get back to churning some butter.
Never churn butter in your life.
It's the Weird Al song.
I know.
Yeah. Like we gotta explain everything to this guy, Kashmir.
No, it's Amish paradise. I know what you're saying, but Ram, you can't say that because no, never turned butter
from Georgia. What are you talking about?
Didn't Weird Al have a Star Wars song?
Yeah,
I forgot about a character.
This here Anakin guy.
Oh yeah, I know.
Maybe that. Vader someday later.
But now he's just a small fry. This. Yeah, you never heard the Weird Al and kiss his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm going to be a Jedi. It's the play
soon
on.
I'm going to be a Jedi.
It's the play on. I think Don McLean's "Bye Bye
American Pie."
Yeah. But you should listen to it. It's really funny. I mean, it's the whole episode one, and that's in that format. Oh, it's him singing it. Yeah, and he's dressed as Obi-Wan in the video singing because he's singing the song for his Obi-Wan's purpose. Yeah, it's really good. We were completely off topic. Okay, last final thoughts on Mara Jade. Where does
she's hot? What bra size do you think she is?
So anyway, gonna ignore that. Last question I'll ask you the idiots, and by idiots I'm not including Kate in this. She's asked some really good questions and new stuff today. Really made Ram and Kay look.
She guessed the character correctly.
Yeah.
She actually knew some stuff about it. You guys are talking about sticks up your ass and Yoda and stuff.
Whoa, I did not say anything about a stick up my ass.
And butter.
See? Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, how are you gonna get up there? You gotta churn that butter.
So after you're hearing some of the stuff about Mara Jade, overall mythos for characters that you love in Star Wars, does this put her up higher? Was she still going to still remain the same with the ones that you love the most? We'll start with the world famous Kate Gaming. Kate, what is this learning this stuff about Mara Jade? Where do you rank her, you know, in your Star Wars fandom for characters and stuff like that.
I mean, it definitely boosts her up, I think. But I kind of like, I want to finish reading the books now. I'm like, oh, I really want to learn like more about her.
Yeah. She's got some fantastic moments. She's really a well-developed character in the book series. Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed anytime she was on the page. She just has that very carefree, doesn't give a shit attitude, but she's also very kind and compassionate, especially later on. There's just two sides of her. It is really awesome. She's just a very well-developed character. Ram, where's Mary Jade? I mean, I know her hotness level, but as a character in the Star Wars universe, where does she kind of rank for you?
I already told you she's got a purple lightsaber, so she's already kind of up there. Not as cool as Mace Windu, obviously, but I mean, she's kind of up there.
Okay.
Definitely cooler than Mace Windu.
Yeah.
No, yes. Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah,
Mace Windu's, you know, he's bald, he's black, he's Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson. Like, that's kind of the it factor right there. But you know, hey.
Big K, what about you, buddy?
Words are tough, so I just don't want to read about her. But
maybe one day she'll be in a movie or a TV show.
Yeah. If she's ever in a movie and a TV, I will be so interested.
She'll be right there next to Yoda.
Yeah. Yoda will be counseling.
Well, yep. Is she higher now? Do you want to learn more about her than Yoda? Or, I mean, where does she
more than Yoda? I don't want to learn. I mean, well, I do know.
We know enough about Yoda.
Yeah, I know we're enough good. About him, I guess.
We're good.
But where does she rank? Higher or lower than Yoda for you?
Oh, it's got to be lower than Yoda. Come on. I mean, it's Yoda. It's Yo freaking duh.
Taking your man card.
Well, listen, I'm not saying, are we talking about learning about him? Or are we talking about
all
learning
of it? Yeah, just all of it. Just shame on you.
He's got a thing for Yoda.
As you have a thing for Mace. Welcome everybody.
It's got its own section on Pornhub.
Yes. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody next week to our new lore video called Ranger and Kate Ignore the Idiots. Because I think Karth will be here too. And that's going to be even more fun. actually, Karth has some dumb stuff, but he also knows his stuff too. So Karth is like feast or famine. These two are just famine. All right, so
Karth is faking you guys out, like being like, I don't know.
Well,
anything,
sometimes he doesn't know stuff, and then he just says the most outlandish shit. So he's just straight talking out of his ass. But then when he does know something, he just starts, you know, talking about it, and it makes good points. But I never know with Karth like which version I'm getting. These two are pestilence and death. Okay, famine. Okay, they just cause mischief. Introduce a little anarchy. All right. With that, we'll have this. If you guys know, we'll have this out tomorrow.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
I know. We'll have this lore video out tomorrow or Tuesday once I get it cut and everything. And that'll be in the VIP. So if you haven't become a Patreon, it supports all the stuff that we're doing for the lore video. Allows us to have it on Amazon and Podbean right now. Still waiting to hear back from Spotify. I don't know what the hell's going on with them. I've tried multiple times. It's a nightmare. Same thing with iTunes. But eventually we'll have those up for podcast form for you guys.
People still use iTunes?
Yeah, you can have your own playlist of the lore video.
I haven't used iTunes in years.
It's still a lot of people do. It's really crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's
oh my God.
Because when you think about podcasts, you either go Spotify or iTunes, depending if you're Apple or Android, that kind of thing.
I use iTunes, I use MySpace. It's great.
Okay, John. All right. But yeah, so you can check all that out. But if you'd like to get access to the lore video early, you can become a Patreon. We put it in there for them. They can give insights into that. And they can also offer criticisms, things of that nature, give us some ideas and some characters that they want. And so the input from the Patreons is very important. I'll leave it open for them to say whatever they want. And then every Friday of of that week, we put it out to the public, and that'll be out this Friday. Should be say the 4th, 11th, the 9th. So the 9th. So yeah, we'll have that out for you guys as well. And if Kate can be back next week, this will be even more entertaining because we'll get into some more lore and teach Kate some lore, and then I've given up on those two. So with that, we're going to wrap this one up. So on behalf of myself and the idiots minus Kate, thank you guys so much for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you next time on Star Wars Lore with Idiots.